Hello. Oh my God, I am so sorry I missed the meeting. Thank you so much for covering for me. I swear that I was going to the office earlier than usual, but then something happened and I had to go back home and take a shower again. Oh, it was so fucking disgusting. Oh my God, I can't. So, I'm usually late for work, right? But then this morning, since we have this client coming over, I thought that I'd go to the office early and dress up really nicely. You know, to leave a good impression. And I got up extra early this morning to do my hair, and I actually ironed my clothes for the first time in months. Yeah. I was going to the office in full business attire, which I think I haven't done since my job interview. Anyway, so yeah. I was wearing this crisp white button-down shirt, the one that you said that I looked super hot in, and some pants and a decent pair of heels. I even blow-dried my hair instead of putting it up in a bun like I usually do. You get the idea. I really, really put up an effort to look good. And so I left the house, and I thought that I'd get some coffee first because it was still sort of dark outside, and I was sleepy as fuck. So I was on my way to the cafe when I passed by this kid. Really skinny, very, very dirty, and incredibly smelly. Like sweat and garbage. He was wearing a worn down shirt that probably used to be white, but then it's all smeared with mud and dust, and some baggy, garterized shorts. He looked like he hasn't taken a bath in weeks. Well, he certainly smelled like it. And then the little shit started walking beside me and started tapping onto my arm. I had my headphones on, so I didn't know what he was saying, but he was probably asking me for money. I just tried my best to ignore him and walk faster because there is no way that I am marinating myself in that awful smell. And so I walked past him and I thought, thank God he left me alone. And also that I should probably wash a part of my arm that he touched. When I felt something hit the back of my head, I just stopped dead in my tracks. It wasn't a heavy or sharp object. It was like a lump of something squishy. And so I touched the back of my head and looked at my hand, and I think I had a mini heart attack when I saw it covered in something that looked like blood. I mean, I know I wasn't bleeding, but for a second I thought I was, and then I thought someone threw a used napkin or tampon at me. Then it smelled vaguely like tomato sauce. I took my headphones out and looked back, and the little boy that was following me earlier was standing there, laughing hysterically. In his hand, he had this plastic bag with something that looked like leftover spaghetti in it. He was so amused by what he had done. I checked my reflection in the glass of the store that I was in front of, and the entire back of my shirt was covered in red sauce, and there were even bits of pasta clinging onto it. The little shit threw a handful of spaghetti at me. Fucking insane, right? What the fuck? And in that moment, I just felt all the blood rushing to my head. I was going to explode in anger. Oh, the little shit probably saw that I was so pissed that he started backing away. Then I felt that my body went into some sort of overdrive, and I quickly walked towards him, grabbed him by his hair, and dragged him into this deserted alley. He started to struggle, but the little wimp was too skinny to actually stop me. As soon as we got into this secluded spot, away from the main street, I pushed his face against the wall and just started berating the little shit while constantly tugging onto his hair. I didn't even care then how disgusting it was that I was holding onto his grimy, smelly hair. Ugh. I was just so mad at him for ruining my hair and my clothes and for ruining my schedule as well, because there's no way I'm going to the office looking like that. The boy just wouldn't stop yelling and trying to fight back, and I thought that I saw something moving maybe 6 feet away from us. There was this tiny makeshift box, which is probably where the little boy lived, and behind it, I saw a little girl. I mean, she was trying to hide from us. She was much smaller than the boy. Probably his little sister, maybe. She was wearing a pale yellow dress, which is also smeared with mud and dirt, and she was holding on to this teddy bear. She was likely asleep and just woke up when the commotion started. I swear, this is so not me, but I was really very angry, and I felt like I had to humiliate him so much more. So I pulled his shorts down to his ankles, pulled him against me, and lifted his shirt a bit. And I saw that, of course, he wasn't wearing any underwear. And his little cock was out for his sister to see. And then he just started struggling so much harder and screaming. I was afraid that someone might hear, but then again, I didn't think anyone would care about someone screaming in a dimly lit alley. And so I let go of his hair and I grabbed onto his neck instead, squeezing it hard enough until I could hear him choke. His weak little hands were trying to hold on to my arms. Probably a futile attempt to hurt me or something so that I would let go. But of course, I was too strong for him. And then I stopped choking him and instead covered his mouth with my hand while still holding him against me. And I reached down with my other hand and grabbed his tiny cock. I squeezed it firmly, and I swear, I felt the little boy gasping for breath against my hand. I looked down and he was looking up at me, and I could see the fear in his eyes. At that point, he was probably starting to realize that he fucked up big time and that he was probably learned his lesson, but then I wasn't done with him yet. Would you believe? I felt his tiny cock starting to get hard in my hand. I started massaging his balls. By this time, the boy stopped struggling, but then I could feel that his body was shaking. If I wasn't holding up the boy by his head, he would have probably collapsed. I was putting on a show for his younger sister, and she was just standing there, peering behind the box, probably thinking that I couldn't see her. She looked confused, perhaps afraid, but also I could see the curiosity in her face. I swear I could hear her cute little gasps whenever I would roughly tug at her older brother's tiny cock. And then there was a shuffling sound behind me, and The little girl stopped watching us and was now staring at something behind me. So I also looked behind me to see what she was looking at, and I saw two dogs just furiously fucking each other. Well, this male dog was mounting the female dog and was really giving it to her. And I looked back at the little girl, and her eyes were wide open. She was watching intently as two animals were going at it. For a moment, it seemed that she had forgotten that a strange woman was fondling her older brother in front of her. I've never really seen two dogs fucking before. I mean, of course I have, but just not super close that I could see what was really going on. And then I heard the female dog let out some sort of yelp or bark as the male dog's, what do you call it? The knot popped out of her pussy and cum just started dripping out of it onto the muddy ground. The female dog slowly started walking away, and you can clearly see the trail of dog jizz on the ground that she was leaving behind. While I was watching this really weird but oddly mesmerizing scenario, I was alternating between stroking the boy's cock and massaging his balls. And then the little girl let out a very audible gasp. I looked at her, and she wasn't hiding behind the cardboard box anymore. She still had her one arm wrapped around her bare butt, then her other hand was, well, the little girl was rubbing herself through her dress while watching me jerk off her brother. I don't think she understood what she was doing. She was probably just emulating what I was doing to her brother. And the boy was most probably watching her little sister touch herself as well. And then I felt the boy shudder all of a sudden. He thrusted his hips against my hand, grabbed onto my arms really tight until I could feel his nails digging onto my skin, and his tiny cock just started twitching. At this point, I knew that he was probably about to come. I was actually so surprised that he was able to last long, but then again, this whole thing happened really quickly and just probably felt like forever to me. So, when I knew that he was about to come, I pinched his nose with my thumb and index finger and covered his mouth completely with the rest of my hand. The boy just started spurting his load all over my hand and onto the ground, and he was shooting it everywhere, and it formed a little puddle of bilky boy gum against the muddy concrete. And then the boy's body went limp, and I let him fall to the ground and just lay there on the puddle of his own jizz. And I looked at the girl and asked her to come closer. Surprisingly, she did. And so she was standing there in front of me, completely ignoring her brother. She looked so small and innocent while holding on to her stuffed bear. I just smiled at her and ran my cum-covered hand over her hair. But then at that moment, I snapped out of it and realized that I just practically raped a little boy while his sister watched. And so I ran for it. Well, I mean, I tried since I was wearing these heels. Okay. I know I have anger issues, but I'm trying so hard not to give in to these violent impulses, but I just broke down this morning. Oh God, I think I need a vacation. I'm just gonna go take a quick shower and I'll probably be there by around lunchtime. Yeah, talk to you later.